Henry Leisha is a public involvement specialist with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Leisha lives in Haines. He explains the history of the contaminated site.
What's locally known as the tank farm in Haines was a fuel terminal that was operated by the military, by the U.S. Army. And it operated from 1955 through the early 70s. And it helped pump fuel through a pipeline that went from here all the way to Air Force bases around Fairbanks.
Haines local Anne-Marie Palmieri is the unit manager for the DEC's oversight team. She says she knows that the public has a lot of questions about the tank farm's cleanup. Questions such as where the contamination is and how people could be exposed.
DEC is putting together a fact sheet. We will put it on our website, so it will be available to the public there.
Palmieri says the fact sheet will be available soon. On Tuesday evening, there's an informative meeting at the Chilcat Center for the Arts from 4 to 5 p.m. It's a meeting for the Haines Fuel Terminal Restoration Advisory Board, and it's open to the public. Representatives from the U.S. Army will be presenting about what they've learned while conducting an analysis of the contamination site over the last several years. The U.S. Army owns the land that is contaminated and is in charge of the cleanup. Their efforts are overseen by the state DEC. The pipeline for the fuel terminal was decommissioned in the 1970s, and the Army started cleaning up contamination from petroleum in 1990. It's been 7 years since the Army has been to Haines to update the public about the process. Palmieri says the Army's long absence hasn't been intentional. The onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 posed travel restrictions, and the most recent planned visit was canceled due to weather. Tuesday's meeting is an update of some of the analysis that the Army has completed in recent years. They will share results from a remedial investigation that was completed in 2020. And they will present what work projects they hope to complete on the site this summer and in the long term. Henry Leisha with the DEC says that since the Army last held a public meeting in Haines, they have discovered a new contaminant.
And I'm not totally sure kind of at what step in the process this came up, but they did find PFAS chemicals in one part of the site. And that's a new finding, and some of the work that they're hoping to do this summer is to learn more about that contamination and kind of where it is on the site.
PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that PFAS chemicals break down very slowly and can build up in people, animals, and the environment over time. The EPA says that exposures to PFAS is known to cause an increase in the risk of some cancers, decrease fertility, increase blood pressure in pregnant women, and cause developmental delays in children. Leisha explains that PFAS are found in everything from Teflon and waterproof jackets to fire extinguishing foam. He told KHNS that when PFAS is found in the environment, firefighting foam is a likely contributor.
And so, in some areas of Alaska where firefighting foam was used at airports, they're finding PFAS contamination. There was fire suppression infrastructure at this particular site. So that might be what the PFAS is related to.
A full report history dating back to 1993 is available on the DEC's website. The cleanup process for a project of this scope is long. Leisha said the Army's remedial investigation helped to fill in some gaps in data, and that the Army's next step will be to conduct a feasibility study. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.